Tom Uren woke up in Bali. Tom Uren woke up in Bali at the Golden Bridge between two islands, Nusa Lembongan and Nusa Ceningan. He was on the Lembongan side watching the perfumed dawn also wake restlessly in a gossip of palm trees and withdrawing tide, and Anthony Albanese sat by his side as they watched the light increase on a seaweed farm and the patchwork seabed patterns under the sunny structure, which was indeed bright yellow and long, the hue even deeper in this beginner's light. Albanese had been at the G20 summit, and Uren was not hoping for too much from anyone who had been left-wing in their youth, but who was sensitive and scarred from the loneliness of too long lack of power. For some reason, he remembered Paul Keating's horror at Formica tables, that despite numerous discords, he had once told Keating he should smile more. Keating had a sweet grin, not seen often. Albanese gave Uren a sweet grin now. If he were a surfer, he would see, he thought, Bali as a huge wave smoothly taken. Xi had spoken to him with quiet civility, but had admonished Trudeau for lack of confidentiality. He had not angered France further about the subs, although he was not sure what US forces were going to do with Western Australia, given them by Gillard, and neither was Macron, who had a French horror at anyone else's delusions of power. Albanese was delighted anyway to see Uren again, and felt they had enjoyed some reassuring chats in Tokyo. This was a lovely headland, and he would not have been here but for this appointment. Uren overcame his own first reluctance, since Gore Vidal had asked him several times to encounter Albanese in some vulnerable sunrise in a sumptuous setting, raise the matter of Julian Assange once more. He told this to Albanese, and that, "I approve of the reprieve for Collery, despite still costing Collery funds and reputation, but I'm disappointed by the continued prosecution of Richard Boyle and David McBride, the whistleblowers on taxes in Afghanistan, and had hoped they were legally safe because of legislation. But anyway, what message can I take to Vidal about Assange? Gore still waits often at the cell side of Assange in Belmarsh Prison. He has proved to be the sort of hero I witnessed in Weary Dunlop, one who endures in all senses with no conflict between the soul and the backbone, as with Assange himself. All the scenery about them was fragrant, radiant Buddhist, from functional humble bridge to green-blue seaweed orchard. Albanese knew Dunlop had been a Buddhist, wondered what it would be like to save life through distancing life's desires. They had no grip on you then, but it wasn't a simple thing like Keating exchanging tables for French clocks. He said, I was thinking how Macron and Keating might have had a conversation about Empire Antiques. There seemed to be no cars on this bridge we watch, only every scooter you can imagine. I recently had a near-fatal car accident and COVID. The line I walk is as straight as the bridge below us, and as long, long, long. When I was younger and my body scope was rounder, I might have fought for your whistleblowers as if against a wall. Now I wonder if I can insert myself in keyholes. Do you understand? Uren understood most things and was pleased at least that Albanese, in his efforts to unlock things like a skeleton key, looked less like a skeleton. Again, the memory that abstracted and incarnated Tom seemed to wander. I would lend my flat to Jim Cairns in Melbourne so he could spend time with Jeannie Morosi without talk. They were, of course, then more into Wilhelm Reich than Buddha, but deliberate sacrifice of power is a thing to respect. The newspapers talk of your global friends, the rounded company directors, and I can see you learning to surf them like a wave, like Nye Bevan drinking champagne with Beaverbrook, perhaps. Did you know that seaweed farm is really fairly recent? By all accounts, it is successful, though. There are all sorts of cultivations that succeed unexpectedly. I met my last love at the opera where she was singing, and we lived together like a fine duet. So what will I tell Vidal about Julian that will not just be quiet diplomacy as yet? The bridge became brighter as the sun rose, ennobled their uncovered faces like profiles on coins. Tell him I may speak soon, smiled Albanese.